Supervisors is back in session. Need a report out of closed session, please.
Okay, so the board went into closed session at 11:59 a.m. and came out of closed session at 12:56 p.m. The board met as the flood district from 12:26 p.m. to 12:34 p.m. with no reportable action taken. For item 11C, Brannigan versus County of Siskiyou, it was moved by Supervisor Kopska and seconded by Supervisor Ogren and carried with a unanimous vote of yes to authorize defensive suit and representation by Lieber Cassidy Little.
Thank you. Board and staff reports.
Angela Davis, County Administrator, the fiscal year 25-26 budget documents and instructions were emailed to all departments, so we are officially in budget season. So, exciting times.
Yeah, won't it be?
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure. I was back in D.C., met with Congressman Benz in person, Congressman and all the staff, and the Forest Service. So from the Forest Service that I met, it was actually Randy Moore's last day, so he was not in attendance, but you know, their word is changing minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, so there's, you know, it's hard to track and hard to follow. I have a follow-up meeting with the local ranger and see what the local impacts are to not only Mount Shasta, but you know, forest, local Forest Service in general. Just put on your radar, Securable Schools funding has not passed, but Revolt is leading the charge on that front. And the staffer felt confident that was going to get through, but as of yet, and I can't tell you how critically important it is. The other thing I want to put up on your radar, you heard a public comment from a Mount Shasta constituent. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of what's going on in the city, you know, I think it's just frustration. I'm going to take part of the blame. It has to do with plowing the Everett Memorial Highway, which is something we have done and will continue to do. Their perception is we're not going to do it, or we're going to dump it on them. That's totally false. I'll do a follow-up at the city council meeting and just say, let's say reset here. If you want better, let's come up with some creative ideas to improve the situation. It's the reality that it's never going to be a priority for the county to plow that road first. We will plow it, we will continue to plow it, but mm-hmm. you know, roads to the hospital, all those kind of things, get done through the schools, get done first. So, anyways, that's it for the moment.
Thank you. Supervisor Howe.
Mostly phone calls for me, information, several phone calls with Travis Joseph, FRC. He is the co-chair of the Northwest Forest Plan Division. Excuse me. That's not a chair. That's ridiculous. Anyway, the team, the FACA team, is finishing the public comments, the public comment period. But behind the scenes, the FACA team is being dismantled and dismissed. Don't know what that is up front. I do know the money Forest Service and has been cut. That's for this process at this point. I don't know the outcome, and he doesn't either. And several calls with the new Deputy Undersecretary of Interior, Ms. Karen Beth Baldwin. She is a grazing property rights attorney from Wyoming, known her for quite some time. She is currently working on pulling the, she takes office actually on Wednesday, but her charge is to bring the Department of Agriculture processes in line, Forest Service in line with the Department of Interior processes on grazing. She's also charged with taking a look at the Northwest Forest Plan issues and is aware that the department is moving the regulatory processes of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, or excuse me, National Fisheries Service for fisheries into U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service under Interior. There's a lot of maneuverability going on back in D.C. right now with the
Supervisor Harris.
March 5th, I attended a livestock pass training with UC Extension. Later that afternoon, I had a meeting with Plant Sciences up out of McDowell for a flooded road issue. The 6th, I had a Siskiyou County Gun Owners meeting. The 10th, I attended a Shasta Producers meeting. March 11th, the UC Extension had an ET meeting in the Shasta Valley. The 12th, I attended the Doris Lions Club, and on the 13th, I attended a Siskiyou Conservative Republicans lunch and the Farm Bureau meeting that evening.
Supervisor Cobbs?
Pass.
For me, the COC Advisory Board meeting on the 11th. Fire State Council meeting, Siskiyou Fire State Council meeting on the 12th. I had a PSA 2 Executive Board meeting on the 17th, and the Behavioral Health Board meeting on the 17th. I don't call that good.
Can I add one more thing?
Absolutely.
So when I was back at the meeting with the Forest Service people, they were telling me about the chaos and everything. And I brought up the fact that Siskiyou County has 5 national forests that we deal with, and maybe they can consider consolidating. They actually thought that might have been a good idea, so we'll see.
We'll have our own.
Well, at least one. I mean, yeah. Can we, instead of every different major type?
Yeah.
Anyways, remember that was Supervisor Marsha complained about how we deal with that, particularly the Yukon.
Yeah.
So at least I raised it to that level, and maybe they'll take that part.
Well, you know, they're looking at maybe collapsing down to 3 regional offices instead of 7.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, again, changes are coming on that front. We'll see how it goes.
I can never figure out what they did anyway.
Were you there when they went from whatever to 9? Or whatever the number is?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I still couldn't figure out what they did.
So apparently the forest back then, they were the lines were developed by how far a horse could go.
Yeah. Hmm.